You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a Dundalk programme on Friday, October the 6th. 8 races for you on this traditional Friday night fair at Ireland's only all-weather venue. We've got 2 very good races coming up at 7 o'clock and 7.30 respectively. The 7 o'clock is the Appeal Stakes, a listed contest for the T-Rolls. And we've got a very good fillies handicap half an hour later over 7 furlongs, which brings together plenty of in-form horses from the female side. I'm sure we're going to get some good action there. And we've got some very, very competitive fare to end the card as well. That 8 o'clock, 8.30 and 9 o'clock in particular look very much up for grabs, and we'll need plenty of working out. But we begin with quite mundane fare. I must admit, the first 2 races don't make that much appeal from a betting perspective, particularly this 5.30, the opener over 5 furlongs. I mean, doesn't need a genius to tell you that Decoration of Peace should be winning this one. He's ran about a 6-1 on chance this morning, and given that he's rated 107 and he's been contesting Group 1 races, such as in the middle part last time out, then really this should be a walk in the park for this card by Warfront. Indeed, on his only visit here to Dundalk, he was very impressive back in May when he beat the subsequent dual winner Treasuring by an easy-looking 6 lengths. And obviously, he's not quite the horse that Connection thought he might be, because he was rather disappointing, of course, at Royal Ascot in the Norfolk Stakes behind Sound and Silence. But this should be fairly straightforward at the main expense of Borough Steps, of course, has been running also quite in decent company herself in recent times. But Declaration of Peace, probably one to watch rather than to get involved in there in the first.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then. This is a little bit more competitive. Smugglers Creek is the one I quite like here. I thought he ran really well first time up here at Dundalk only a few weeks ago when he was second behind a horse who got plenty of experience called Pure Action. And that was a marked improvement, as is the tradition really with Michael Harford's horses. They often do improve from one run to the next. When he was seventh beyond Cumgorgness at the Curry, he seemed to appreciate the step up in trip, of course, which he's got tonight. He's got 7 furlongs to run over, and that should be absolutely ideal for this gelding by Medician. Pat Smullen has been booked, and he's also bagged the favourable inside draw as well in stall 1. So providing he breaks well and gets a good early position, it's hard really to see any of those that finishing behind him turning the form around. So maybe Sally Gap might be the only obvious threat to the favourite, albeit she's fairly limited on what we've seen so far, even though she ran quite well last time at Ferry House. So Smugglers Creek, with that all-important experience that he gained here last time, should be good enough to win race 2.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, the first of the very competitive handicaps. Quite a few of these are going to be improving quite significantly, one would imagine, on what they've already shown of late, because quite a few of them had either 3 or 4 runs on the turf, and we don't really know what they're capable of. Of course, now they come on the all-weather for the first time, having run, largely speaking, on a soft or a very testing surface. The one I quite like at the prices this morning is Military Decoration from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. I do like Michael's horses here. He seems to place his individuals quite well here at Dundalk. And this horse has been running to a fairly decent standard so far in his 3 runs to date. He was a creditable 4th behind Brendan Duke's Warm the Voice back at the Galway Fest. And we know what Brendan thinks of Warm the Voice. Indeed, he ran his individual in the Beresford Stakes last time out. So clearly he was up against it that day, this colt by Epulet. And that 3rd the other day at Killarney when last seen, was also worked out quite well, because the second horse, Tonkin, from the Paddy Prendergast stable, went to Listowel at the festival a few weeks ago and absolutely trotted up. I think he won by double digits, actually. So he was obviously in quite deep that day, and the handicap has actually given him a bit of a chance here off a mark of just 74. So drawn in stall 2 with Pat Smullen on board, odds around about 5-1. Make quite a bit of each way appeal there for Military Decoration in race number 3.
Race 4.
Right then, on to the pick of the action here tonight, and I'm torn between two horses here. It's really a little bit of a style over the substance for me in this Appeal Stakes. The one who's got the substance is Lake Volta, because his speed figures I've got over here in the UK suggest that he's quite a bit better than these. That third behind Invincible Army and Corinthian Knight was an absolute tear-up, and the winner's obviously gone on to run really well next time out when just getting beat by James Garfield at Newbury in Group 2 company. So, you know, even though he was beaten four and a half lengths, I still think Mark Johnson's horse ran to a very high standard. We know he handles the polytrack surface as well, so I think there's a good chance that he can supply Mark with another winner here at Dundalk. But Rizian is a horse I really do like. Now, he was really impressive first time at the Curragh, and I thought, God, this horse could have a really bright future. When he beat Nelson, who we know is obviously a very good horse from the I Know Brian stud, but his next two runs have been really disappointing. Now, I'm not sure whether it's been the ground or the trip or a combination of the two, because he's rather faded quite tamely in the latter stage of his races. The draw rather did him at Leopardstown, I can forgive him that, but he just didn't really pick up the other day in the Beresford on soft ground when travelling quite well behind Saxon Warrior. So he might be capable of better, and it's interesting that Mickey Halford brings him here to, if you like, give him a bit of a confidence boost. We'll see how he goes on the all-weather surface. So, like I say, it's a real difficult one for me here. The time figure horse is Lake Volta, but Rizian, I really do like him, and it wouldn't surprise me if he bounced back to his very best form now he's got a decent surface to run on.
Race 5.
On to the 7:30 then, and this is a decent-looking affair and probably a race where I'm quite keen on having a bet on here. I've backed two horses in this race. My main choices have got to be Surrounding from the Mickey Halford stable. I do think this horse is going to be a money spinner on the all-weather in throughout the winter, if indeed Mickey decides to go down this particular route. He won this race last year with Cadra, so he's obviously highlighted this filly as a horse who could follow in his stable mate Hoof Prinsen. She reminds me very much of a horse called Rummaging, who runs in these same colours, a horse that's plied his trade predominantly here at Dundalk over many years. And I do like the way she travelled in the Irish Cambridgeshire last time out. Even though she didn't win, she came out of that race with a whole packet of credit, because she was the best placed of the horses that raced on the far side on the low numbers. And given that she beat all the other horses around her quite easily, I'd certainly have to upgrade that performance. The winner, of course, had drawn 27 of 27 quite favourably up the standside rail. So I marked her down as the moral winner of that race. And given that the handicap has only raised £3, I think he's been quite lenient to this filly. She's already run well here as well in the past when she was second on debut behind Sapphire, who had got the experience going into that contest. So I do think this Surrounding is a horse going forward in a massive rush. She's a real strong traveller. She's got a good draw. And I think around about 5-2 this morning, she's definitely worth a bet. But the other one worth a mention is Elusive Beauty. Now, her form figures of late don't look all that awe-inspiring, but she's run a good deal better than what the numbers suggest. She was really unlucky last time out after a slow beginning at Leopardstown in what turned out to be a very competitive and strongly run handicap. And she was running on with some promise up the inside rail in the latter stages when she got a wall of horses dropping back in her lap around about the furlong pole. So much so that Shane Fowley had to dab on the brake pedal and ease his filly down in the closing stage. Now, she definitely would have been involved in the finish, to my reckoning, on that occasion. Let's say if she would have gone close to winning that, she'd no way in a million years be a 16-1 chance coming into this race this morning. So I do think she's much better than her odds suggest, Elusive Beauty. But the main choice has to be Surrounding.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, which is a very competitive mile handicap, of course, Division 1 of this apprentice event. Mostafwi and Shelby are the two that I'll probably concentrate on here, as the betting suggests. But Shelby's definitely got the vote on account of her better speed figure that she posted on the same night that these two both were last seen. Mostafwi finished second behind a horse called Boxer Dunford, who I've got a bit of time for. But this run by Shelby was better on the overalls and, more importantly, on the sectionals as well. She came home in 35 and change, whereas Mostafwi did a 36.7. So there was quite a bit of difference between them off the home turn. So if they're sort of upside each other turning in, no reason to suggest they won't be, because one's drawn stall one and the other one's stall three. I do think Mick Quinn's charge is going to be more stronger down the lane. She's also got a very good record here at Dundalk. Indeed, her only two career victories are coming at this track. So this filly by Big Bad Bob, Shelby, makes quite a bit of appeal around about 3-1 this morning.
Race 7.
aren't in the penultimate contest then, which comes up at 8:30. It's Division 2 of that apprentice handicap over a mile. The one I quite like here is Wadiri from the Paul Deegan stable. Yet to really cut my choice here at Dundalk, but there's a good chance he'll improve quite significantly now that he's got his confidence under his belt. Indeed, his last two runs have been of a fairly high standard at Leopardstown when he won at two starts ago, beating a decent field. And I thought he ran quite well the next day when he travelled well behind Atlas, only not to find as much as anticipated late on. I think this better ground, better surface will suit him. And with Ross Coakley, also one of the better jockeys on board this gelding by Casamento, I do think odds around about 8-1 are definitely worth taking each way about Magwadiri in the 8:30.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and they've definitely saved the most competitive till last. This is a roar around about a 4-5-1 the field race, as far as I can see. An absolute nightmare for punters here. I do think Dancing Doll is probably a worthy favourite. She was a good, impressive winner when we saw her last time last year, and she did nothing wrong on a revisit to the Dublin venue when last seen behind Leggetti. Now, she was a very unlucky loser on that occasion because she fly jumped as the stalls opened and she lost probably about 4 or 5 lengths in the process. So to only get beat by a head, she's got to be marked down as the moral winner of that race. So in theory, she should really turn the form around with Leggetti. But she won't have it all her own way because there's quite a few interesting runners in this race, such as Thunder Crash, Thunder Speed, Thomas O'Malley, of course, has been plying his trade to a good standard over hurdles. And the other one I quite like here is She's a Star from the Noel Mead stab. And Noel does quite well here at Dundalk on his small runners that he does run. He won with a horse called Cucatula Baby here last week. And this mare by Well Chosen has looked quite impressive on many occasions, including when he won a maiden at Navan last year and several times over hurdles in recent times. So she actually could be quite well treated off a mark of 83. She's got a good stall position to kickstart her runoff as well in stall one. So she also is very much one to keep an eye on in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again on Sunday when we're going to be taking a look at Navan's 8-race flat card beginning at 2 o'clock. So hopefully you can tune into that then. Thanks very much for listening, and it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.